This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra began a profound teaching titled, How to Have a Successful Fast. Yesterday, he shared that to have one, we must understand the judgments of God, that he judges our hearts and the things we do in secret. Today, he shares the second key, which is avoiding hypocrisy. Let's join in.
Key number two, don't be a hypocrite. Tell somebody hypocrite. Matthew 6:16, about a fast, same scripture, Jesus said, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites. Jesus said, when you look like a hypocrite, smell like a hypocrite, you are a hypocrite. When you fast, God doesn't listen to your prayers. Successful fasting. How to fast successfully. Don't be what? A hypocrite. Questions have been given, answers have been given already. Now, I'll give you some characteristics of hypocrites. According to Jesus' description, Matthew 23:23. Want to be hypocrites? You pay tithe of mint, anise, and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law: judgment, mercy, and faith. Jesus called the Pharisees hypocrites. This is not hypocrite according to the Bible, but according to Jesus' own definition. So what is it that they were doing that made Jesus call them hypocrites? In one word or in two words, I will call it selective obedience. Selective obedience. They have selected parts of the word of God. Titan, they like it because it doesn't require any character change. So that one they will do it. But judgment, mercy, and faith, we deal with character issues. That one, they don't want to know about it. They do their own thing. So I will call it selective obedience. A hypocrite is somebody whose obedience to God is selective. He picks one or two. Scribes and Pharisees, they're always sitting in church. Very zealous. But they just pick one or two things that they like. And most people like love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Somebody told me, I don't like Paul, I like Jesus. He spoke only about love. But as for Paul, very hard guy. I said, no, Jesus also spoke about hell. He's the one who spoke about hell the most, more than anybody else. He spoke about Lazarus and the rich man. He spoke about hell. I said, Jesus is even more terrible than Paul. Now we have a kind of gospel that people just emphasize the love of God. Let me tell you something. He's also a judge. He punishes people. If you just see God as a God of love, but not a judge, you misbehave. There was a pastor I knew. A pastor, always doing wrong things. Somebody told me. And the pastor will come to him. And you come and confess. And you tell him, but you are a pastor. Why are you doing that? He said, oh, I bring it under the blood. It's all under the blood. It's under the blood. It's under the blood. It's under the blood. That's a hypocrite. Don't let's be hypocrites. You and your wife, you are wearing the same material. 1 week, we have not spoken. Hypocrite. And because you wear the same type of material, people say, oh, these people, they are in love. They are not in love. It's deception. Big deception. Instead of obeying the scripture of forgiveness, that one you obey, but you obey the scripture of coming to church. Coming to church, you will come. But forgiveness, that one you will not forgive. Don't be a hypocrite. You know, I believe there are too many hypocrites in the house of God. Yes, look at our country. If it were a Christian nation, look, there should be no corruption, or very little corruption. But look at our country. It means that we are full of what? Hypocrites. I had a friend. He had 3 dogs. They all have one name. You know what the name was? Hypocrites. So when he opens the gate, he'll just come out and say, "Hypocrite! Hypocrite!" Then all his dogs will start coming. Three of them. They all have one name. They're called hypocrites. Then I asked him that, "Why do you call the hypocrites?" He said, "When I go out, they go out. And when they hear my horn, they come." They are the biggest hypocrites I know in the world. So he named all of the hypocrites. Ask your neighbor, "Are you a hypocrite?" Selective obedience. You steal, but you pay tithe. You are wicked to your husband, but you sing in the choir. You have not slept with your husband for 6 months, but you come for online prayer meeting. Hypocrite. When the Bible says, "Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers," all your friends are unbelievers. How? Selective obedience. Next characteristic, Matthew 23, verse 27. "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! You are like unto whited sepulchres, which outwardly appear beautiful, but inwardly," Jesus said, "you are full of bones and of all uncleanness. Even so, you also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but inwardly you are hypocrites and full of hypocrisy and full of iniquity." The next one, Jesus said, full of iniquity, hypocrisy and iniquity. Iniquity means somebody who intentionally breaks laws. Intentionally. You know it, but you break it. When we knowingly go around breaking God's laws, you are a hypocrite. You know the right thing, but you're in the way. The way you treat your mother-in-law, very bad. Very bad. Your work, instead of working well, rather, it's like your boss has employed a thief. When the Bible says, "Thou shalt not steal," but you are a real thief. Instead of advancing the work, rather, you are bringing it down. It's amazing. There are many people in this country, when you employ them, rather, they are come to destroy your business. They are not come to add to it. They are come to destroy it by stealing, and they are in church. How is such a thing possible? Hypocrites. These are the words of Jesus. He said, "Hypocrites, when they fast, oh, forget it. Forget it." He said, "I won't do it. Never." We had an usher once. Very dutiful usher, prayerful, everything. Not knowing in the night, he brings girls to the church office and comes to sleep with them on Pastor Brian's desk in his office. Meanwhile, this usher, when you see him, main man, but very wicked, hypocrite, full of what? Iniquity. Thirdly, finally, the third characteristic, the word hypocrite, it means an actor. Tell somebody, actor. That's actually the literal meaning in Greek. It means an actor. Some of us can win an Oscar, best actor. Because who you are and who you are towards people is completely different. It means an actor. If we take you to Hollywood, you can win best supporting actress. You can win that award. Yes, because who you are in the church is totally different from who you are. One day I went to visit a church member of ours. I got to his area. I went to his house, wasn't there. So I asked the guys, "So where can I find him?" They said, "Oh, Brother Joe." They told me I should go to some drinking place. He said he is always there drinking. I will find him there. So I went. Lo and behold, yours truly was sitting there, according to the prophecy, drinking like a goldfish. All the people in the area, they knew him. Ask your neighbor, "Are you an actor?" Ask your neighbor, "Are you an actor?" When people are there, you treat your husband very nicely. "Oh, honey, come and sit by me. Oh, darling." And you call yourself darling, darling. All of you are hypocrites, the two of you. If it is not so, don't say it. If it is so, say it. If not so, keep your mouth shut. At least you're not a hypocrite. You know, sometimes as a pastor, I have maybe a husband and wife. They fight and fight and fight and fight and fight and fight. Hey! And I think they are enemies. Then I heard the woman is pregnant. Now I get confused. I said, these people, they are hypocrites. They must be hypocrites. Lift up your two hands to Jesus. Let's pray. Pray that the Lord will help you to have a successful fast. Key number one, understand the judgment of God. I gave you three characteristics. Key number two, Jesus said, don't be a hypocrite. I gave you three characteristics of a hypocrite. How to fast successfully. It's not just about the act. As I was preaching, maybe God spoke to you. Don't be angry. If you are angry, it means you have to change. You only feel the pain where the disease is. Where there's no disease, there's no pain. The pain gives you feedback.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that to fast and pray with results, we must not be hypocrites. Hypocrites obey God selectively, are full of iniquity, and are simply actors.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, finally pregnant after 4 years of childlessness. Dear Pastor, I ask you to pray for me because of my inability to conceive and irregular monthly periods. You prayed for me, and indeed, the God of Hannah has turned my cry into laughter. On the 13th of May, I conducted a pregnancy test in my home for the first time in 4 years, and it was positive. I checked again at the hospital and it was still positive. I was asked to take a scan to determine the weeks of the fetus, and to my surprise, it was 16 weeks old. Now, I'm 35 weeks old, expecting my baby in a few weeks' time. All thanks to God and to you for availing yourself to be used by Him. Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's thank Him. Let's thank Him. What a mighty, 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 mighty miracle. You are believing God for a child. You are watching me or you are sitting here. Receive one in Jesus' name.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabading AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabading. It's that simple. Kakabading AirPower app. On the go with a word.
Good values have to be chosen intentionally, because there are people around, they will try to change your values.
Who you are is a reflection of your values. Your values are developed consciously or unconsciously. Success is conscious, and Christian values have to be developed consciously. This message will inspire you to develop the right values for a successful Christian life. You can order this message series through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Values at the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakabaden.org or call us on WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text to +233 207 575 215. That's +233 207 575 215. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 207 575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.